Greetings, Scotch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. This is our last show of 2007.
Yes, we're getting ready for the new year and everything. And with us, we've got a new guest.
Yes, we have.
Bacon from...
Hello!
From Radioland around
That's
the
right.
world.
It's like a profession, only we only push buttons.
That's right.
Yeah,
and we come to work in our underwear.
We don't even push buttons.
You push the button.
Yeah, but you don't do anything.
I just talk.
All right, fair enough. So we're back from Christmas break, which was joyous. Well,
really wasn't a break.
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
I got a lot of gift cards because that's what I asked.
A lot of gift cards. Bacon, did you get anything good for Christmas?
I got mostly clothes, which I don't need, and socks, which I already have, and one DVD set that I was actually happy to get because I like the show and it got canceled.
Firefly?
No, actually, I already have that. It was the Dresden Files.
Oh,
I know I'm
okay.
Totally nerding out right now. But
no.
I did like that show, and I'm sad that it's gone already.
I'm big time into Battlestar Galactica myself.
I think that means, I mean, besides the fact that Dresden Files is cool, I win because I got Superman pajamas, adult
Ooh.
Size.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
From Mom. Yes.
Your mom.
Yes. And speaking of Mom,
and Gerard Butler,
I have a gift for you that was given to me by my mother.
Okay.
And my aunt.
So it's a dual gift. So I have two fans out there.
I will say it after I get through this. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at fatguysthemovies.com. You can also get us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys the Movies. You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, or you can give us a call, 614-388-8735. I almost forgot about that.
Well, that's good.
But anyway,
you're an idiot.
So this is the gift. This was given to me. I had to unwrap it on behalf of us.
Okay.
Because it was addressed to the Fat Guys of the Movies.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to let you open it, and we're going to see what you have to say.
All right, let's see. Okay. It's in a Clinique box.
It's not Clinique, though.
For the UPS man. Keep your eyes open for the UPS man. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Ooh, a t-shirt that says "My mom loves Gerard Butler."
That one's mine. That one's mine. And
oh,
there's
okay.
another
I thought
one.
We were going to have one that we had to share.
There's another one there.
There's another somewhere. One. Oh, there we go. Does it say Neil's mom loves Gerard Butler?
No, it's to you.
So whenever we get an interview with Gerard Butler, we have to wear
we
these
have
shirts.
To wear the shirts.
Yes.
And I've already committed that they're supposed to be here. We'll probably have them next week for our show.
Are they? Now, what size are they? Are they?
They're probably huge.
They better be triple X because the show's called Fat Guys at the Movies.
They understand. Don't worry.
Don't you dare give me some medium or large shirt that says large, but it's really for average size people.
Right.
Come on.
But I've already committed that I'm going to wear it on the street in Sundance.
Yeah, I'm assuming these shirts are going to be for sale on your website, right?
Eventually, yes.
I hope so.
Totally. Totally.
Thank you, Mrs. Miller. Thank you very much. I can't wait to get my shirt.
Yes. So
I'll work
we'll
out
have
in
those
it.
Next week. So without further ado.
Let's move on to movies because we got a ton of movies that are already
movies.
Out there and you've probably already seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you haven't, you can hear our witty criticism of them.
Fair enough.
So, and Bacon's here. He's seen at least one of them.
I've seen a movie.
Which is more than Neil has seen.
You've seen more
than I am going
have.
To contribute.
All right. The first one is Alien versus Predator Requiem. Aliens and a Predator kick the snot out of each other. What else can
right.
you say?
What else is there to say? Let's play the clip.
Oh, my God.
Some came after us.
What came after?
I don't know. Hold on.
The town was completely overrun.
What's the army's evacuation plan?
There's an airlift in 30 minutes.
The colonel is lying. The army thinks about containment first.
Cool. Aliens and Predator and a Predator. It's just one Predator.
Yeah. Alien versus Predator 2, How to Ruin Two Franchises in One Fell Swoop.
Oh, so you didn't like it then.
Oh, well, man.
We're going to have a fat guy smackdown.
I have to say this before you guys just tear into it. I heard the basis of the plot is the ship crash lands and there's all these like half-breed alien Predator things.
Just one half-breed.
Then start killing the sound. And then like the Chuck Norris Predator comes from their homeland.
That's a good way of calling it,
And just... whoops everything.
Yes. And he goes head to head with the alien predator hybrid that we saw at the end of AVP 1.
Right.
Okay.
So, but my take on this is it's not a good movie in terms of plot, character, anything like that.
Logic.
No, and acting. And there's explosions happening in the small town and nobody seems to notice them.
Right.
They're Polaroid aliens that go into your stomach and they burst out within 20 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. The time frame's all messed up, just like the first one was. But my bottom line is I wanted to see aliens and predators beating the crap out of each other. And you got to see that. When they were on screen, I was into it. When there are people, I'm waiting for the aliens to eat them.
Well, you know, the problem here's first off, here's my big problem with this movie.
Okay.
The first thing that you see is the very end of the first movie where the new hybrid alien comes out and kills everything on that ship, and then the ship crash lands. Okay, fine. I can go with you there. Problem number one, the aliens have never taken on characteristics of their host organism.
They have. They have an Alien 3.
Okay.
He took on characteristics of a dog.
Of a dog.
Yes. Go back and watch Alien 3 because it hosted in
the
dog.
Yeah, the one with the waggy tail and it barks.
Okay, even if you accept that then. Okay, then the guy on the Predator homeworld sees this distress signal of 20 of his buddies being absolutely sawed in half by this hybrid thing, and he says, I'm going to take care of this myself.
That's because he's Chuck Norris.
Jumps in his own car, which is, I'm sure, is the Predator version of the Izetta, and just takes off towards Earth. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you just saw this guy kill like 20 of your friends, no problem, no hesitation, and you don't even take along a friend, not even for the conversation on the way to the planet.
But see, he took like 20 minutes to get there, if you notice that everything happens like in a weekend.
Oh.
So, no, the time frame's all screwed up. But
now,
aliens and predators beating each other up.
Which was fine. Okay. When you got there, that was fine. It was the inverse of Transformers, where when the robots started fighting and you couldn't see anything, it sucked. But,
Neil, do you want to jump in here and defend Transformers?
It's a throwaway comment. Don't worry about it. No, the problem was there are certain rules. I'll quote Randy from Scream. There are certain rules that horror films tend to observe, and this one threw three of them away quickly.
Do not bring Jamie Kennedy into this.
I have to. I'm sorry. Because here's the problem. The star-crossed lovers always get together at the end, and this movie throws that away. And then suddenly children are fair game. Not only children, but babies
were fair game. Pregnant women.
This was bad form,
No, I don't
man.
Think it was the babies were fair game. It was pregnant women.
Oh, yeah. And what? We're supposed to assume that the kid was fine?
Well, she didn't have a litter.
She did have a litter.
She did have a litter, but I'm sure she
wasn't. Cone-headed alien
she wasn't
children.
Pregnant with a litter. Bottom. It was gory. I'll give
it
you that.
It was gory, but
it was...
Just going off the rails like that, going into certain things that no other horror film does, really, I had a problem with it. It just took me right out of the movie. Right.
Well, grade?
Sucked canal water.
Okay, I thought it kind of rocked.
All right, with that, we're going to a break, and we'll be back. And we're back here, Fat Guys, the movies, and we were supposed to talk about two movies in that first segment, but...
We had a little fat guy smackdown.
Well, you know what? The reason was because multiple people in this room of three saw that film.
Yes, because the guest host actually saw the movie,
right.
Unlike the host.
From here on
who
out.
Who I'm pretty sure was off of his regular job on Christmas because it was Christmas.
He was in Cleveland.
Which doesn't have
movie
theaters?
2 hours away visiting family watching The Golden Compass.
So you hate God?
I'm sorry.
Let's kill God.
You know what's
right?
funny is my whole family is. I mean,
we're
as
Catholic,
I described,
right?
they're Catholic, and part of my family's Lutheran, and all very, very.
Do they nail things on each other's door every now and then?
They certainly love God, but they all did not get the controversy.
No, it's not there.
Because it's not there.
You have to actually go read.
Just proves the point. My grandma didn't get it, so I figured if she didn't get it.
She's
I
like,
win.
This is a nice this is a nice movie to watch on Christmas.
No, nobody liked it. It's just nobody got
it.
It
was okay.
But the next movie we're going to talk about, or Kevin's going to talk about because he's the only one that's seen it. The rest of us are just going to sit here and make fun of him and the trailer.
Whatever.
Is The Water Horse, Legend of the
Deep.
A young boy in Scotland finds an egg that hatches a Loch Ness monster that he takes home to raise as a pet. And then I heard that it eats things, but let's find out.
Promise me you can keep a secret. I'll not breathe a word.
What is it?
It looks like a water horse. They're not supposed to be real.
His name's Crusoe. He's very friendly.
The water horse is said to be the rarest of all creatures. There can be only one in the world at a time.
What are we going to do?
He can't spend his life in a toilet bowl.
But where can I put him?
It's a creature with horns!
If there's a monster in Loch Ness, the world has a right to know.
So there you go. Neil, you can't spend your life in a toilet bowl.
Lord knows it would be a more fun life.
Lord knows you've tried. Is that what you're saying, Megan?
All you really need is a Game Boy, a toilet bowl, and a never-ending supply of Twinkies.
And possibly some Desinex.
You know what? That would actually be a good formula for heaven. Just eternity eating Twinkies, playing Game Boy, and sitting on a toilet. That would be
Actually have
that's contentment right there.
I actually have an idea for a movie that would make $100 million.
Doesn't involve Twinkies and a toilet bowl.
It would be Jessica Alba sitting naked on a toilet eating Twinkies
and playing Game Boy.
Well, I know it there
for 15 minutes. It'd be the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yes, and would it also be? Is this a pregnant or non pregnant Jessica?
Does it matter?
You know, when she's all swollen with child, as they say.
Wait a minute, you're telling me she has a stomach? Who's looking there?
Okay, that's I'll give you that. Anyways, The Water Horse.
Yeah, go
ahead.
It was okay.
It was a cute movie. We got so many we had to go. I'm just going to be like, it's okay.
Can I ask a silly question?
No.
How come everyone's talking funny?
Because it's from Scotland.
Oh.
Right.
Because, you know, Loch Ness. It has a little kid from Millions, Alex Etel, or I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah,
but he's
it doesn't
a little kid
matter.
From
no one saw it.
Yeah, it's very idiot. No. It's a cute movie. It runs a little long, but it's matter. Okay family stuff.
Speaking of movies that no one saw, The Bucket List starring Jack
Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
And
You're going real slow here.
Yes, two men with terminal cancer make a list of the things they have to do before they die.
My freshman philosophy professor assigned this exercise and called it a bucket list. We were supposed to make a list of all the things we wanted to do in our lives before we kicked the bucket. Cutesy. It's pointless now. We could do this. We should do this.
This is living! I hate your rotten guts!
Is he insane?
Depends.
Depends. There you go.
Yeah,
that was just an ad for Depends because it's about two old guys. One of the things they do have on the list that we didn't talk about is on the list somewhere was to watch Jessica Alba eat Twinkies and play a Game Boy on
the toilet,
which is on everybody's bucket list.
Genius stuff here.
There you go. This one actually, I really like this. I'm surprised that I'm happy that Rob Reiner actually made a good film.
It looked good.
He did some great stuff.
I don't know about the Rob Reiner part, but
well, he did some great stuff in like the 90s. I mean, like Few Good Men and When Harry Met Sally. Mm-hmm. He did some great movies, but then he did graduated stuff like Alex and Emma. Come on.
Yeah. So, what would be on your bucket list?
I can't say that on the radio.
Ooh.
Ask me again in the
pick
internet
something
only.
Arable.
Segment. Arable.
Arable. Pick something like mine.
I'd skydive.
Skydive
and bungee jump.
See, but that's very normal. What would be something outrageous? You,
I can't say on the radio.
I think make out with a celebrity.
What would be his name? Gerard Butler, maybe?
No, Heath Ledger, because apparently he's into that sort of thing.
Very much so.
And he brings no charisma to the table, so I don't have to feel gay about it.
Okay, that's always good to have out there.
I can't beat that.
Well, okay, I won't make a comment on that because I can't say that on the radio.
I would like to make it with Paris Hilton and not get a disease. So
okay.
So you'd be doing it pushing daisies style with Saran wrap between you.
Exactly.
So yeah. So you just have to be lacquered up.
Oh no! I thought this was latex. Like rubbing the genie on the lamp wish list. Not my actual do it list.
What would you actually do?
Yeah, I would need a miracle for that one.
You want to throw a cream pie in the face of Harry
I would just
want
to hang out with Michael Bay for 20 minutes.
Oh, really? That would be, and I would. So would I. I could kill him. Because if I was going to be dying of terminal cancer,
what
why not kill
Michael
Bay?
He's
an idiot.
He makes big things blow up.
I make big things blow up after I've had chili.
This is true.
Oh, jeez. All right. Move.
It kind of rocked.
Moving on to our next.
The Great Masters.
The
Great Debaters.
The Great Debaters, a debate team from a black college in Texas during the Depression, take on Harvard to be national debate champions. And I can't wait to hear what Kevin Carr has to say about this one.
Gentlemen and lady, debate is combat, but your weapons are words.
Tolson can be a bit of a rebel, an extreme for my taste.
Debate is blood sport. You must destroy your opponent, not only verbally, but physically.
I am here to help you to find and keep your righteous mind.
Dear Mr. Tolson, I wish to extend an invitation to debate Harvard Crimson.
We'll be one of the first Negro colleges in America to ever debate a white college. If we defeat them, we defeat the best.
Okay, this movie, I only got a little bit of time here, so I'll quickly say it's a good movie. It's an inspirational movie. I think a lot of people are scared off by Oprah Winfrey's name on it because that says...
Wait, Oprah's in it?
No, she produced it. And so it kind of has this TV movie feel to it.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty good. Denzel Washington does a good job. He does rip off a couple movies like the Dead Poets Society. But and he does grandstand a lot. There's a lot of ego of Denzel's ego in the movie. Making speeches and stuff. But, I mean, it's a good inspirational movie.
Again,
not exactly
American Gangster, he kills people.
Yeah, it would have been awesome because, like, at one point he puts on, a hat. He looks like American Gangster. I'm like, what's he going to do, shoot somebody and set him on fire now? That would be awesome.
See, the only thing I was looking forward to in this movie is that hopefully that Forrest Whitaker's lazy eye gets a monologue.
Ooh.
That's what I was hoping for.
You got plenty of that in last year, Last King of Scotland. I'll give Debaters a kind of rocks, but I'm surprised it's getting so many awards.
Fair enough. We shall return.
I was lonely, I burn out slowly like a cigarette. But you kiss me.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. Oh, what the hell, Kevin? Again with the chipmunks. Again with the chipmunks. And we're back as chipmunks. We got Bacon as a chipmunk. That girl is poison. Keep going, man.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Never trust a big button to smile. That girl is poison.
Trust me, Bacon. That's hilarious as a chipmunk.
You can do anything. You can read Shakespeare. You can read the laundry list.
It all sounds hilarious. We've decided to come back as chipmunks. One, because it's the internet-only segment, and we can curse mildly.
There's nothing funnier than chipmunks cursing.
Also, once again, the chipmunks continue to do well at the box office.
That's right.
So
those little bastards.
I can't wait till... You know what? When the Chipmunks comes out on DVD, we'll just have to do a whole episode.
Yes.
In honor of the DVD.
Chipmunkapalooza.
Most likely we will prop Chipmunkapalooza. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You better get that domain name right now.
This is my question. This is my theory, is that people are going to be like, Fat Guys at the Movie, that sucks. We don't want to hear that, but those chipmunks are awesome. Can you get them on the air? 10 years from now, we're going to be doing a chipmunk show. And, you know, no one cares about us, but they'll be like, chipmunks, awesome.
As long as the check's clear, who cares?
Well, would we be then sued by this Ross Bagadaria?
I think he's dead.
Well, his son and his
don't worry about him.
Don't worry about him.
Hey, whatever gets me to see Jessica Alba. On a toilet.
Eating Twinkies.
Playing Game Boy. While pregnant.
That's right.
While pregnant.
But apparently can't be going to the bathroom because Bacon's weirded out by that.
Yet why would you have her going to the bathroom?
Because she's on a toilet!
Come on, man. That's totally incidental.
Like, I don't see the connection. She's on a toilet. Why would she be going to the bathroom?
You act like that's the only reason to sit on the toilet.
Why
it's not.
Would you? What do you want to get?
It's comfortable and no one bothers you.
And so when you farted,
plus that's where I keep my art easel so I can do my embossing.
I see your bathroom and it's the happiest bathroom.
I swear to you, it is the happiest bathroom on earth.
Trust me, it's the happiest.
I actually know a lot of people that have televisions in their bathroom.
It's not a television, it's just a happy bathroom
in there. No, I have happy faces everywhere. My bathroom
is
a happy face, my shower curtain is all happy faces.
And he hangs the happiest boxers on the back of the door.
Yeah. And if you squint while you're looking at them, it looks like they're all just really trying to go to the bathroom.
So
it's appropriate on many levels.
This has nothing to do with the movie.
This is Chipmunks Raw.
Yeah.
Too hot for radio. I don't know where to go from there.
Let's go back to the schedule that we completely derailed
from. The schedule here. In the second half of our show, we're going to run down some lists.
Okay.
We're going to do the 10 worst movies of 2007. We're also going to do the 10 best movies of 2007.
As seen by the Fat Guys.
According to us, because we're the only ones that really matter.
Well, and we're the only ones who have taste. I mean, there are people who are like, oh, I love this movie that made $57,000.
Yeah.
I would like,
I
the
love
hell
Zizek's
with that.
Road.
Zizek's Road. Oh, that's something. We'll talk about that. That'll be on the sound off. Low grossing movies with Jessica Simpson.
Right. So we will.
I just did that to hear.
We'll have that for you. We're also obviously we'll close you out with some news and some funness. Hopefully,
we have a contest that we haven't prepped for.
Well,
fun.
You know, we'll do that next week. Can we do that next week?
No, we have to do this week. It's Death Sentence.
Death Sentence
comes out like next.
Okay, cool. Well, we're gonna give away some copies of Death Sentence.
Let me guess. Get the trivia question right, or you get a death sentence. No, there will be a picture on the website. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Oh, do we talk about it now? Should we talk about it?
This is a good segment for that.
I think we should have a segment where we argue about talking about it now versus later.
Okay, this is the thing.
We actually just record.
We're recording this right after
Christmas.
We should do the show prep as chipmunks. It'll be like the special features on the DVD where you can hear Kevin and Neil in the show prep and literally the 2.5 hours of arguing that happens before we
do the show. Coming in going, hey, do we have anything to eat over here in the magical studio in the sky?
Where are the cookies?
We brought cookies.
You brought the. I know. That's what we usually.
Richard isn't here with sweaty pretzels though. Anyways.
It's Christmas time. Shouldn't we be having sweaty balls?
Sweaty balls, that's right. Chocolate sweaty balls.
That's right.
Sweaty balls. But this is right after Christmas, so we're completely unprepared.
Right.
So we don't have the contest set up, but there will be another caption contest where the Fat Guys will be in the picture. We may actually put a picture of Bacon in there, too, since he's our guest.
And we're actually, it has Kevin Bacon in it, which is so funny because you're
Kevin Bacon.
He's Bacon.
Right.
Kevin Bacon with Kevin Bacon.
There you go.
There's a lot of bacon.
And then we'll be in there. it'll be a picture. It'll be a picture of from Death Sentence with the Fat Guys in there and Kevin Bacon with Kevin Bacon. And
hopefully the bald version of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, absolutely. With the rooster crow thing
of Kevin Carr.
And it's basically go to Film School Rejects, go to fatguysatthemovies.com, and you'll find a link to the.
You may find
it. Yeah, if you put it up there, right. Oh, you laugh, but we had weeks of the Simpsons contest not being put on correctly.
When you clicked on it, it just reloaded the same
page.
Why
couldn't you all find it under the link that I typed wrong and didn't post?
But
we got three copies of Death Sentence, three copies of the DVD that comes out in January 8th. Get the best ones chosen by the Fat Guys.
Right.
The best captions win.
Awesome.
It's completely subjective.
Let's do it.
If you send us naked pictures,
and
you're hot.
And you're female.
And you're female, and you're hot. Those are the
categories. You hear that, Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself!
Heath Ledger, stay away with those naked, nasty pictures.
God. Okay. It fills my inbox every... Wait, that came out wrong.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the box office. So we'll get into the box office from last week. There's multiple different box offices. First, we're going to talk about the 3-day weekend, which is the 21st to the 23rd.
Which was the weekend after our last show, basically.
Right, and then we'll talk about Christmas Day, because right. That's really all that's relevant at this point. So the weekend of the 21st, 23rd, National Treasure really kind of rocked out at $44.7 million.
Nice. Which wasn't that the largest Nicolas Cage opening ever? Really? I think so.
Huh. Probably right up there with, what, Face Off?
Well, the National Treasure, the first National Treasure. I thought Ghost Rider did well, even though it stunk.
This did better than Ghost Rider. It did a little bit better, but Ghost Rider, you're right, did very well. Especially for opening in, what, February?
Yeah.
Which is normally considering what was going bad movies go to
Happily Never
worse.
After. Yeah. Oh, it trumped that one.
Yeah, it really beat it down. This time it at least got I Am Legend. I Am Legend, $33.5 million. Mm-hmm. Alvin and Chipmunks, $28 million, which is awesome.
They're slipping. I love the Chipmunks.
Yeah,
but as you can tell, because we're Chipmunks.
Hey. That's an $84 million gross so far for Alvin and Chipmunks.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
Mama said knock you out.
Yo, boo, you straight tripping.
That's right. Oh, no.
We're all bringing right. Sexy back.
I just want to sing more in this voice.
Sing more, sing more. Give us a little sampling of your chipmunk.
Do you believe in life after love? Uh-huh. Share, bitches. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's right. Awesome. Chipmunkapalooza. Come into a city adjacent to you in a baseball diamond that no one's guarding.
There you go. And there will be somebody naked there without pants.
Rounding out the top 10.
Probably the toilet, not going to the bathroom.
Probably
going to
be me, but you know, yeah.
Still, it's something to watch. We'll have to drink, and
we'll
I will be that person.
We'll Photoshop Jessica Alba into the poster at least.
Yes!
But rounding out
Let's get Bacon or me on the toilet, not Bacon together, and then Photoshop Jessica's face.
Don't you think that's what the Thinking Man was really about, that sculpture from all those years ago? But they thought you couldn't put a toilet in a sculpture because then it's not art?
Dude,
that was really just a dude sitting there going, you know what, this is the best place on earth.
No, it was
sitting on a
toilet. Have you seen the sculpture? That's the biggest turd in the world that he's sitting on.
That's true. He had a lot of protein.
There was a toilet, but he rose above.
I don't even know what you guys are
talking
about.
National Treasure was number one that
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and rounding
since
out
we've been talking about number two, let's talk about it.
Fourth and fifth Charlie Wilson's War, Sweeney Todd. So there you go.
Yeah, but Christmas Day, Alien vs. Predator came out. It did actually very well for a Christmas Day opening.
It did pretty well. It hit at $9.5 million, which was right behind I Am Legend, which was at 9.7. National Treasure made $13.6 million,
which was the family audience. But I have to tell you, I went to the. I actually was going to go to a theater.
Sold out.
It was packed. I went to the Lennox, which is a theater in town, and there were like, what's weird is there are fire engines outside the theater, and people were still going in.
Right.
I mean, which weirded me out because I'm like, if there's fire engines there. I'm not wasting my money on a ticket. No.
I'm just going in.
I was panicking. I'm like running in. I get to save $8 so I can go
Kevin's
burn
like,
to death watching Alien.
It's okay. I'm pressed.
That's right. Yeah.
Me, I just try to figure out how to turn on the hose just to watch everyone scramble.
I always like to turn on the hose, but they're different types of hose.
All you need for that's $2 and a Twinkie. Come here, hose. Come here, hose.
What kind of strip clubs are you going to? Well, you're the Mac Daddy of the night with $2 and a Twinkie, man.
I'm partial to the chicks that hang out behind the Toys R Us.
Okay.
I know what to do with the Legos. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing what oddly shaped corners will do for a guy.
Oh.
Or two ago.
That would scratch up, man.
Moving along to the December 28th. we have opening.
If you listen closely, you can hear the voice of reason desperately clutching at control. Thank God. This is the internet segment. Trust me, this is going to be really creepy. So, Bacon going, I like those Toys R Us mothers with the Legos.
Yeah. That's right.
They scratch me up raw.
That's right. And they wear the Dora the Explorer outfit. Because they think it's appropriate.
That's illegal.
No, those are little
kids.
All day.
Those are little kids. Just because they're shorter than
hey,
you.
Hey, don't you talk about my vacation plans.
You're going to Sri Lanka.
I'll go where I want to go. You go where you want to go.
Like I said, Sri Lanka. That's his final destination. It was
right.
I hear that the human trafficking child prostitution ring was really hit hard by the tsunami. Which
I
got
Well, that's why for my contribution, I sent a whole bunch of dental dams and floaties. Because I can help on both fronts then. There's less disease, and the next tsunami, they'll just float and then safely just drift right back down to where they were.
And then you can just take them up with a net.
Yeah, exactly. They're like goldfish, really.
Ooh. Right.
And they won't have STDs.
Exactly. That's why the dental dams.
Fair enough. Okay, cool.
If you can connect the two. Now, there's a business enterprise.
Okay.
This is taking a really disastrous and scary turn. What's coming out next week that we need to talk about?
Well, it
bothers me. That's a bad thing. It bothers me.
There's actually nothing new except the 27 Dresses is sneak preview. On the 27th.
Who wants to see that movie?
I don't know.
I'll bet you it's sexist because Katherine Heigl's in it.
Yeah. But we have all the Christmas movies that came out on the 25th. We have The Water Horse, Alien vs. Predator, Great Debaters. We have The Orphanage in 18 theaters, which we will review what next week?
Sure.
We also have The Bucket
Are you
List.
Watch
the Bucket
List
in 16 theaters. I have a screener, but I don't know if I'm going to watch it yet.
Because you're a big pussy.
Okay. We have Juno. Juno is coming out in, it's expanding to 5,000 theaters.
I'm expanding too. But
which I, you know what, I'm going to predict, this is my bold prediction of the week.
Oh God.
That Juno will be in the top 5 next week.
Is this going to be like your bold prediction that Dewey Cox was going to come in number 2? No, I seem to recall that you said that might actually beat out
Mr. What was it, The Perfect Holiday, or this Christmas?
I did my push-up.
Isn't going to finish anywhere near
the
top 10 to finish number 2.
I did my push-up.
I didn't bet a push-up.
I said not in the top 5, but I did my push-up. I took my
notes. Kevin, this is a tough one. You've got to give us your top 5.
Top 5?
Who's going to finish?
For the weekend of the 28th.
Through the 31st.
Right? I think it's going to be National Treasure, I Am Legend, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Alien vs. Predator, Charlie Wilson's War.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You're not putting Bucket List anywhere in the top 5?
It's only in 16
theaters.
It doesn't hit wide, I think, until next week.
Yeah, yeah. They squeaked it in there for Oscar nominations, but it's not getting it. I hate that trick.
So I'm saying, I am saying,
struck a nerve with bacon there.
I'm saying, I agree with you on National Treasure. Uh-huh. I Am Legend. I'm gonna go AVP.
You think that the aliens are gonna
overtake the chipmunks? Okay. Then the chipmunks, then Juno.
The reason I think, the only reason, how many theaters?
In a 998.
Maybe Juno. You know, Juno may, you're right. I think Juno's going to overtake. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. The only reason I think that the chipmunks are going to beat out the aliens is because the family, there's so many kids off of school during this week, rolls into the weekend. That's my only thing.
I don't know. We'll see who's right.
Well, can we bet something on it? Can we bet a push-up?
All right, that's fine.
I'll bet a push-up that Alvin and the chipmunks beat the aliens.
All right, I'll take the aliens.
All right.
All right, sweet.
You want a piece of this bacon?
No, I was actually just sitting here pondering if you guys should wager back waxing.
Well, who's going to do it? Will Jessica Alba do it?
If Jessica... No.
No, she's busy. Anything. She can wax anything.
She's busy playing Game Boy on the toilet eating Twinkies.
And backwaxing me.
Right.
You get a bigger bathroom? I can just leave.
I'm just saying, if you guys really believe, you should wager hard. Maybe a toe waxing. That would be short and yet still painful.
Are you gonna do the waxing, or are we going to get a hot chick to do
it? Are you kidding me? No, I'm going to be miles away where it won't make me vomit in my mouth.
Then we will never follow through with it.
Yeah.
Give us something.
We'll do the push-up.
How about having your eyebrows professionally groomed? I need that anyway. Tweezed or whatever. That's what I'm saying. It'll be helpful. Are you going to bring somebody in?
And it'll be funny to listen to.
Because we make no money off this.
Yeah,
show.
We make no money.
Well, they'll come in for the publicity. I'm sure there's somewhere there's an eyebrow plucker.
Really?
Some eyebrow plucker that needs the exposure of the fat guys at the movies. Wow, the fat guys at the movies.
Look at what I did for this melon head. Imagine what I could do for you.
I was on the radio. I was on the TV this week, and you say melon head. I do look. I was wearing a black sweater, and I'm so pasty white. I look like a cantaloupe with a beard. They always tell you, like, get camera heads 10 pounds. I counted 4 cameras in the studio. Are we done with this segment?
We're done with this segment. We will be back, regular voice and all, to talk about something else.
We are on a hoot, a hoot.
And we're back here on Fat Guys the Movies. We are back to our normal voices.
And I'm eating a cookie. I apologize.
I just finished my cookie. It was good. I'm relaxed now. I'm pretty sure I'm going to fall asleep during at least not this segment, but the next one.
Are you planning ahead?
Yeah.
I'm planning my laziness.
For those
ahead.
Of you keeping score at home, listen for the snoring around minute 7 and 27 seconds.
Didn't you see on the schedule I wrote nap time?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, nice.
Huh. And it's even got that emoticon smiley face, so you know he's looking forward to it.
He's winking at me.
So, but in this segment, we're going to talk. We got to wrap up the year because this is our last show of 2007. Word. So we've got to talk about our 10 worst movies of 2007. We picked the internet only segment to do this because this may
for
induce some cursing.
Well, number six, it's
well, yeah, and we have to accurately describe what number six is. Yes. And in order to do that, we cannot be appropriate for the radio. So,
especially not in Wyoming.
I think you should start with number 10 because I want number 9 because that was...
Okay.
I have a vendetta against number 9.
I hate all these movies, so I think we're not going to have any problem slamming these. The number 10, big surprise, Norbit. This was a movie that I actually thought might have a chance of being funny, and it was not. Like decidedly not.
Yeah, universally hated.
Everybody hated it. I think even Eddie Murphy hated it.
He's like, that damn movie cost me the Oscar.
Yeah, when you know what? I wish
it did. It so did.
I wish when they had advertised it, they had said Academy Award nominated, Oscar nominated, Eddie Murphy is Norbit. Eddie Murphy is this. And he plays like 18
characters.
Because
I mean, at least more people would have went to see it.
At least
it would have
been a funny trailer.
Right.
So Norbit sucks.
Totally sucks. And number 9, which I was actually angry with this film at the end. I was like, are you kidding me? Premonition with Sandra Bullock, which slid into, in its first week of getting reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, slid into the 20 worst
yeah, it was like
reviewed movies of all time.
And like Rotten Tomatoes like really took pride on that.
Right.
Because they're like, suddenly, look at these. And it was like this and like number 23 and a bunch of movies like in the beginning of the year. They're like, look at how bad the movies of 2007
it was like,
are.
It was like a land speed record of suck.
The thing with Premonition, it was told completely out of order. And there was one scene in there where this girl, and I can talk about it now because it's been a year. And if you haven't seen it, you're lucky. Yeah. You know, and if you have seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
Count your lucky stars on that one.
There's a scene where this girl runs through a glass window and she gets all cut up.
Right.
And like out of order, Sandra Bullock, who's her mom's like, because she's living her life out of order, she's like, what happened to your face? Oh my God. And she freaks out. But the thing is, if you actually go back and look at the chronology, the first scene takes place after that.
And the her face not cut
is
up.
Healed. Yeah, and it's, yeah. I'm just like, what the hell? And I remember saying to one of the other critics we know, Mark Pfeiffer, I said to him, I'm like, I complained about that. He goes, oh, I thought that was okay. I'm like, dude, it wasn't just an error.
It was a huge plot point.
Yeah, it was huge.
Some script supervisor should be flipping burgers at McDonald's because of that.
my theory is what happened is they made this all up, and then they started filming because you film things out of order. Mm-hmm. And at some point, they're like, oh, shit.
somebody from the studio said, we need a big effect shot. We need something violent to happen.
Yeah.
Let's have so-and-so run through a window.
And they wrote it in, and then they're mm-hmm. like, wait a minute. And somebody's like, excuse me, this doesn't quite work out.
And they're like, shh.
No one will notice.
It's coming out in February. Well,
pretty much nobody did notice because nobody went and saw the movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's go to number eight.
Number eight.
Alpha Dog, which was...
Word.
Called Alpha Dog Crap.
Ooh. Alpha Dog Poop.
Dog poop, poop, crap, shit, whatever you want to say. Do you got any more synonyms here?
You're not down with the JT and the acting and the...
No, actually, he
wasn't that bad. It was the best thing in the movie. That really ruined the movie.
No, the best thing was Olivia Wilde naked at the end. That was cool.
All right, but no. Who played Emile Hirsch's mom?
Oh, that was Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone, and she was all fat.
Yeah, and she was like Sharon Stone in a fat suit.
Which for her is like, what, a size 2?
She was a hefty fat. I mean, she could have been on this show.
Us fat. I love it.
I was sitting there.
Wow,
and I'm like,
no one's safe in this room, are they?
I had to lean over and go, is that Sharon Stone?
That's two of them.
No way, dude.
That's Sharon Two Stones. Yeah. She lost a stone. Gained a stone.
So number seven, Kevin, I think this was one of that you were personally campaigning against, which was The Brave One with Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah.
One of the also recently made our list is one of the worst Oscar baits out there.
Right, it could make our list of the worst blank, just about anything.
The worst movie about somebody gets murdered, The Brave One.
Yeah, my problem with this movie is the burgeoning franchise of the non superhero from Jodie Foster. Mm. Like her last six or eight movies have all been about some regular person who gets on a plane and then suddenly has to beat ass with a wrench, or you know what I mean? Like calm down. You can do a movie about just acting.
Loud. The problem with this is that it is her. It's this and like Flight Plan was the same way. It was, hey, here's Jodie Foster. Act for us, Jodie. Act for us. And it's like, it's not even like I'm going to get a cup of coffee. She's like, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. And I'm going to have a flashback to Naveen Andrews from Lost having sex with him because that's all I remember.
It's kind of like anytime Sean Penn gets in front of the camera. Sorry, it was there.
That's true.
I'm gonna dig on John Penn. I'm gonna steamroll here.
No, I'm gonna do number six. Number six is mine. You got number nine.
Number five is
number six.
Okay.
Full of It, which my review was Full of It is full of shit.
Full of shit.
Ooh. It was a terrible movie. About that little punk kid from Punk'd. I guess that's the best way to say it. And he would tell lies and they'd come true.
Right, and the only good part of this was what's Terry Polo?
Terry Polo, remember her
from Meet the Parents? Mm-hmm. Was
she was the hot teacher?
She was the hot teacher who like went after this like 16-year-old boy
because he
like,
said,
wow.
"Oh yeah, she loves me," and so she did.
I was like, that's the only relatable part of the movie. I wish I had a teacher like that.
Yeah, because also they had Kate Mara, who's totally hot, but she played the nerd.
Right.
Oops. And that's what I think.
That's
of that.
My review. So there you go.
But Kate Mara redeemed herself by nipping out and shoot her.
We should have that. The best nipple scenes.
The best.
In movie
you know what's best about Kate Mara? Not only that she's a decent actress, her and nipples. That she's really, really hot. She is going to be phenomenally wealthy here very shortly. You know who her grandfather is, right?
No.
Somebody.
Wellington Mara, the owner of the New York Giants who just died.
Because usually when you inherit a baseball team or something like that, or the football team, when you inherit a sports team, you end up getting hit with inheritance tax.
Right.
You end up having to sell. That's what happened to Don Shula's kids.
Well, but still, you end up having to sell it. Oh, woe is me. I made $200 billion.
See, that's terrible because I want her career to go in the toilet so she will finally do the Hustler spread.
She'll do that the second they stop offering her sex videos.
And she owns a lot of hotels.
Yeah, come on. I encourage sex videos among celebrities.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Except quit doing them with rappers because they're so obnoxious in them. Do it with some guy who knows that when you watch porno, you're not watching it for the guy.
No, here's
right. Some
here's
guy who's actually
trick.
Watched a porno before.
You need to do it with somebody who people would not expect.
Like fat guys at the movie.
Like Screech. Screech was a brilliant turn. when a Screech sex tape came out, the whole world went, huh?
Well,
really?
Are you kidding me?
I gotta
like,
see this.
They have like the Elijah Wood Hobbit sex tape or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but see, the problem with that is it would have Sean Astin in it and it would just get really weird.
But he'd just be standing in the background being supportive.
he's just his friend.
Being creepily like homo-friendly supportive.
Go, Mr. Frodo, go.
What they need to do is they need to like do a computer generated sex tape and have like somebody like you know like something like what's his name from Lord of the Rings, the little snivelly guy.
Smeagol?
Gollum.
Yeah, Gollum, the Gollum sex tape. My precious me. Go down on me, baby.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I thought there the show derailed with the Jessica Alba on the toilet thing. But we've hit a new low.
Let's move to the next one. Speaking of sex tapes.
Speaking of the toilet, the raping, I mean the reaping. Ooh. With Hilary Swank.
Oscar winner Hilary Swank.
Two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank.
Getting raped.
You know
by
what
the
problem with this one was is I had just come off seeing Premonition.
Because it was what's the problem with this one? They made it. That's what it
is. We just come off seeing the Premonition, and the ending is exactly the same. And it's one of those endings where it was just some dick director, and he's like, "Watch this, dude." They'll all be like, at the end, and everybody's just like, "Oh my god, seriously?"
You know what was terrible is I don't even remember really exactly how it ended. I just remember a lot of explosions and
I'm gonna
some
ruin
forced
it for
sex.
You. I'll say
Swank.
It on air. I'll say what
go
it was.
On. You
You're
do
a
it,
rebel.
Man.
You do it. You go she, out there.
She's pregnant with the devil spawn.
That's
at the end.
Right.
Yeah,
is she
that's
on a
right.
toilet?
I don't know. But later in the year, she had sex with Gerard Butler. So I don't know.
And then he died.
Says.
So that shows her.
Yeah.
She's,
wow.
She's played a.
That just tells you that Chad Lowe dodged a bullet. Is what
that's
it tells
right.
you.
She played a lesbian transvestite who got yep. people killed. Mm-hmm. She was a boxer who killed herself. This yep. woman is surrounded by death on screen.
Right. Exactly.
Including the raping.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Number four.
Things We Lost in the Fire. Which had everything. I mean,
too
Halle
bad
Berry,
it wasn't this movie.
Too bad Halle Berry didn't lose her clothes in the fire because then it could. This is yeah. the only scene that. This is the only movie that could be an Oscar bait category that has Halle Berry in the shower scene that you don't see anything but her feet. And mm-hmm. I'm okay with feet. That's cool.
She's
but I'd like
nice
to see
feet.
The rest.
You're one of those feet people, aren't
it's
you?
It's okay. Not your feet.
Okay, good.
Maybe yeah. Jessica
so
Alba's
put my
feet
shoes back on
it was
the bathroom.
So, it was so disappointing. I mean, because it had a good cast. Benicio del Toro was great.
Oh,
Halle
it
Berry's
good.
Great. It looked good, but it was so
the sound
boring.
Was synced. It was just nothing happened.
Yeah,
and it's like anything that was like exciting, like the fact that David Duchovny character dies, which is not a surprise because it opens up with mm-hmm. my husband died. It was basically how it opens.
Right.
So that was even anticlimactic,
right?
Because you knew it was going to happen.
Terrible. Number three, I believe this Kevin is probably one of the more infamous reviews ever to hit.
FilmSchoolRejects.com. I'm getting a lot of those,
your,
if you notice.
Your review of Aqua Teen Hunger Force was probably the single most hated article ever. You got more negative flaming than anything we've ever done. I mean, we've made top 10 lists where we've said Star Trek wasn't even in the top 10 franchises
yeah.
of all time. And, I mean, yeah. we've made some pretty ridiculous stuff.
Well, you know, there's a wise man once said that no matter, you know, if people love you or hate you, that's good. At least they're paying attention.
Yep.
So I go for the hate because it's easier.
So, but Aqua Teen Hunger Force just... It was just not.
This movie was so bad. I like literally like there were three movies that came out that weekend mm-hmm. that they didn't screen for critics. And I had a babysitter. I was ready to go, and I had them all planned out. And I saw Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It was like 90 minutes long. It's not even mm-hmm. a long movie. I just walked out of the theater in a daze, and I just skipped the
oh,
other
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's
movies.
Right. You were gonna go see like three movies in a row.
Yeah.
And like,
I was so inspired by the crap that I'm writing my review as I'm driving home. I'm just writing, and it was I got my review written in the car because I was so inspired. I only ran over two people.
Nice. That's a good safe
but
drive.
Nobody knew about
more
it.
More movies getting people killed. So moving on.
Number two is the Robert Redford Talkfest.
Yes.
Lion for Lamb.
Lions for Lamb.
The fact that he didn't even get his own film festival shows that it sucked.
And incidentally, if you're looking for a safe place to hide important documents, in a theater showing that movie is a very safe and secure location.
Nobody goes in there at
no
all.
No one will discover anything.
Yes. No one goes in there. Yeah. It was
except for Tom Cruise's mom.
No, I don't even think she saw it.
Whoa,
she didn't
deep.
See it.
She's too busy trying to hide his other life. The one with the boys in it.
The one with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. man.
You know that Brokeback movie was really good, Mom. Stop talking, Tom. Just stop talking. It's
like, but I identify.
All right, and...
You're not a cowboy. Well, okay.
No, what you are is a sheep rustler. There you go. That's a manly career.
Without the sheep.
Anyway. And number one is another infamously hated Kevin Carr film.
Now be careful, you may fall asleep while we read the title.
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
By the people in Hollywood who make bad movies who could really make Kevin Carr fall asleep.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it was just, I don't know, you hated it.
It was boring.
All right.
Oh, my Lord. It was boring, boring, boring. Go back and listen to our show because it's just blah.
It was so boring. We're not going to bore you with talking about it.
And I get one honorable mention.
Okay.
This is the movie that I hated that you loved because we did this list as movies that we both disliked or that we could agree that were bad.
Yes.
But I Spider-Man 3 would totally be on my list.
Oh, come on.
Worst.
So. I didn't like it either.
There you go. See? 2-1.
I really did.
No passion behind that one.
No, it wasn't worth any because you know what? It was 2.5-3 hours of, oh, it sucks to be Spider-Man. Hey, look, my girlfriend has hinky teeth. I have a dark suit and dance to My Chemical Romance. I'm Spider-Man. Seriously? That's what you're doing with this franchise. Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know what to say to that.
I think that wins.
Have you ever really wanted to see? Like, I would pay to see what it would look like if Kirsten Dunst took a bite out of a sandwich and just set it down.
You know what I think they need to do?
Because you know, like, when you see a shark bite, there's that perfect, you know, row of teeth right across.
You would not get that with a sandwich from Kirsten.
Yeah, it would look like a retarded boy was trying to perforate a label. You know what I mean? Just with one hand underhand and just...
You know what I'd love to see? I would love to see the Kirsten Dunst and Katherine Heigl on a mountain ridge... Like rams,
Billy Goat
just
style.
Like smashing into each other with their teeth to see if they can make any improvements in the process.
Pretty sure that's how the old man in the mountain in Montana fell down. The two of them having a bad tooth smackdown.
And then all of a sudden, Kirsten Dunst and Katherine Heigl come up and go, you sure do have a pretty mouth.
My teeth are worse than your teeth. No, my teeth are worse than your teeth. Face off!
Are we done?
We're done. All right. When we come back, we will be back in normal radio mode to give you the top 10 best movies of 2007. Oh, I can't do this anymore.
Well, if you're just joining us and you're hearing us on the radio, do not go to thatguysatthemovies.com and listen to the internet-only segments because you will only be insulted and offended.
Right. Mm. But if you should happen to stumble over there, you will find our list of the 10 worst movies of 2007.
Good for a chuckle.
But, say the least.
But now we're going to go to the 10 best movies of 2007, which is going to be less funny but a little more, I guess, significant. Since that's why they sent us all these screeners.
Right.
We didn't get screeners for everything on the list, let me tell you that.
Well, that's true. Bitter are we?
Why don't you do number 10 since you're...
I'll do number 10. I was a big fanboy of this one earlier in the year, and I don't think it could have... There's no way this movie could have been bad for me. I was so excited to see it. It was 300, Zack Snyder, and Gerard Butler. This one's for Mom.
For Mom. You know what? We need to go. Next time they show that in the theaters, like they may bring it back in IMAX again or something like that, we need to wear our Gerard Butler shirts.
We will.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there were swords. There were sandals.
We should wear swords and sandals.
There were a lot of deaths.
And the shirt.
And
don't forget the Oracle.
And the Oracle.
Oh, yeah. Floaty naked woman. Yes, doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Nice. Number nine, Superbad. One of the Judd Apatow movies. That it beat out Knocked Up for us because I just thought it was funnier.
Right. It was more vulgar. Yeah. But it was
super bad.
It was a window into my teenage years.
There you go, because you drew a lot and made those pictures, didn't you?
I did.
What's number eight here, Neil?
Number eight is Fido, probably one of the coolest zombie flicks of the year, despite the fact that 28 Weeks Later was a good movie.
It was a zom-com.
This one was a zom-com. It was probably one of the more creative films that we saw.
It was
this
very
year.
Clever. Very clever. So. Didn't do very well, but very clever and beloved by zombie movie fans.
Right. Speaking of movies that didn't do well, number seven
that's on our list.
Is Grindhouse.
What?
And we're not talking the DVD releases of Planet Terror and
not
Death
Planet
Proof.
Terror, not Death Proof.
We're talking the experience of seeing Grindhouse in the theater.
With the trailers
with
and
the trailers
everything in there.
And Machete, which we have a Machete poster here in the studio.
Yes.
It was just a great experience. I thought, even though the movies by themselves, watching them again, I didn't really like them as much as I liked them the first time.
It was just fun to see it. It brought me back to the days when I would go see 24-hour movie marathons, which they do that sort of thing in the middle of it, which I've still been trying to get you guys to go to those for years.
It's the whole idea of sitting next to you for 24 hours without a shower that keeps us away.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Trust me, I've been to these things. I'm the least one you got to worry about not showering. The thing is, you shower before you go to the movie.
And that's convincing us to go how?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's fun. It's fun. You get used to the smell. It's okay. Speaking of stuff that's fun is Hot Fuzz
Hot
is
Fuzz.
Number
Ooh.
Six.
Loved it.
British comedy, over the top, Edgar Wright. Awesome.
Yeah, Edgar Wright is just brilliant. There's not much more to say.
Oh, you know what I would say to him if I interviewed him?
Yeah.
Say, what does it mean to be super bad? That would be my question.
Had I known that? When we actually interviewed him.
Because you did interview him,
But it was before Superbad.
Oh, we'll be back at Comic-Con next year.
We will. We'll see him next year.
Do you need to take number five?
I need to take number five. If you've listened to the show, you know that I am probably the number one fan of the movie. Well, number two.
Because there is somebody else
out there
may
who
have written a review
more.
For the site.
Transformers. Michael Bay.
That was a good one.
That movie, you know what I
giant
have to say?
Giant robots.
You know what I have to say about that movie?
I love it.
That was more than meets the eye.
It was more than meets the eye. Shia LaBeouf was great in the film, too, and it introduced us to Megan Fox, which is probably the most...
many a Maxim spread in her future.
There is many a lot of things in Megan Fox's future, hopefully.
Probably
me.
Not
isn't
acting.
Isn't she playing somebody with a chainsaw up?
No, she's playing a cheerleader that goes crazy and kills all the men in her town.
Is she going to be
Jennifer's
naked?
Body. I read the script. It's awesome.
Are we going to see any of Jennifer's body, or is it going to be that artfully covering it
up? It was written by Diablo Cody, who is part of another movie that might be on this list.
There we go.
So, but moving on, number four.
Number four, Ratatouille. You can't go wrong with Pixar films.
No,
this
not
was
at
an
all.
Adorable film, and it looks so gorgeous and just perfect that I said with this one, it was the CGI has gotten so good that you're no longer amazed because you just accept it as real.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And plus, it was an adorable little story, great little film. My kids loved it.
Yep.
Who doesn't
love the voice of Patton Oswalt?
Apparently, what's his name from Balls of Fury?
Nice. I think you should take number three, and I'll take the last two.
Okay. Okay. No Country for Old Men is number three. Now, Bacon has seen this, and he would put this on the other list.
Oh, totally.
You didn't like the ending, didn't you?
Here's what I didn't like. I didn't like paying between six and $10, depending where you are in the country, to sit in a room and wonder when this crap is going to stop.
Oh no!
Yeah, no.
I love
it. Was,
it was awesome. Brilliant.
I can't call it a terrible movie, but what I can say is, easily there's 55 minutes in there that should have been cut out.
I was in there. I saw it with Bacon my second time. And it was really, I heard you laughed at a lot of the lines. But
were some good lines.
But what was really funny is every now and then you go, what?
Yeah, you know. It's
like these two dudes are wandering around and then for no explicable reason, they suddenly bust into MacGyver mode. And suddenly something blows up because I had a toothpick, a quarter, and the look of a good lady. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
I've tried that thing with the cotton balls and the...
And the good ladies?
Yeah.
Well, not that one, but I tried to blow up a car, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Go ahead, you take the next two.
Number two is The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. Easily the best documentary of the year. Probably plays the fanboy nature of all of us better than any other film.
Well,
it was a quaint little documentary.
I just recently saw this, and I have to say, this was the Rocky of video game movies. I was literally on the edge of my seat. It had me... It was probably one of the most gripping films I've seen this year.
The measure of a good documentary to me is that it can take a subject that you are in no way interested in and have you just gripping your seat, wondering what's going to happen next.
Who
has did a great job?
Who didn't want to go play Donkey Kong?
Guys? Exactly. Seriously, I remember going to arcades and being absolutely... I remember going to arcades just to want to play 50 Cent worth of Mortal Kombat and being pissed off at that kid with the 12-inch glasses who suddenly challenges me so he wastes my money just so he can beat me down in 10 seconds with his stupid spin kick. Like, that matters.
Man.
Exactly.
Dredging
so
up some memories.
That's what it's all about. Easily bitter. One of the best films of the year. And then number one, this year's Little Miss Sunshine, I like to call it.
I think that's a good
idea. Juno.
Really?
What's
best
better,
of the year.
What's better than Teen Pregnancy?
Well, that's true.
With Ellen Page, who Ellen Page is fantastic. Jason Reitman directed this. He's also fantastic.
He is turning into his,
something else.
And one of the best soundtracks, actually, of the
probably
year.
Probably one of the best soundtracks. Michael Cera is the same character that works in every single movie or
but
show
he's
that he's
accurately
in.
Put in there. It's awesome. Not like they put him in Transformers.
He is perfect for it. Diablo Cody wrote a brilliant script. I think this one, it deserves to win a lot of awards this year. It may not, but it deserves it.
Yes.
So there you go.
I agree.
Juno is our pick of the year.
Rock on.
Yay,
awesome.
Juno.
When we come back, we're just going to wrap things up and get out of here, out of your hair for the year.
Welcome back to Fat Guys on the Radio. I'm Bacon, guest hosting, and soon to be new emperor of Fat Guys on the Radio. Is that right, guys? Taking over?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be a nice emperor?
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. Where are my cookies, bitch?
The cookies are over there. I brought cookies, man. Okay. And you've been sitting there going, I don't want cookies.
I'll be right back.
And then the other two fat guys ate all the cookies. So that's why there are no cookies.
We ate all the cookies. So... well, now that the cookies are gone, it's time for us to wrap you up a little bit here. And Kevin, you saw we'll start with Alien versus Predator.
Since we both saw it, Bacon. So you saw nothing, right?
I didn't see anything intentionally.
You saw the golden.
This time I was like, you know what? I'm not going to see anything just despite.
It was solidarity with the writers, wasn't it?
It was. I am striking. I am also striking as well. So Alien versus Predator, Bacon
sucked canal water.
All right.
I thought it kind of rocked.
All right, and then Kevin, what other movies did you see? The Water Horse.
The Water Horse, which kind of rocked as well.
Okay, The Great Debaters.
The Great Debaters kind of rocked. The Great Master.
Missed naming opportunity.
The Bucket List.
The Bucket List. I'm going to change that to a full rocked. I really liked that movie. It was a complete pulling at, there's a cheap pulling at every heartstring kind of thing, and it was just an excuse to get two great actors together to work together, and I fell for it completely.
And what was the other one?
Was that four? We don't even count very well. That was it. That was it. We're leaving other movies for next week because next week we have nothing to review because they're definitely not going to screen One Missed Call.
No, I would go see One Missed Call. Why not? Shannon Sossaman.
Anyway,
as we all giggle.
Yeah, this is like white noise light coming out, and then there's The Orphanage, which we're going to review because we both have screeners of that, and we'll also hit There Will Be Blood. Oh, yeah. Which I saw, but did you see that?
No, I missed it. I was very disappointed that I missed it.
Sounds like a completely positive and uplifting week.
That's right.
It is.
Blood, Missed Call with Death, and The Orphanage with, I've heard...
Crazy Kids That Murder Everybody.
Dark Water in Spanish.
Awesome.
So bring your happy faces and rainbows, everybody.
Nice. And if you'd like to get a hold of us in between now and then, you can get us online, fatguysthemovies.com. Both of our top 10 lists will be posted there. And you can also catch us on iTunes. If you go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys, the movies, our beautiful faces pop right up.
And more than just our beautiful faces now, too.
And
right?
Kevin's, I don't
naked
even know how to
the,
describe his.
And go to the website also for the Death Sentence.
The Death Sentence contest
DVD
will be
giveaway.
Over at Film School Rejects. We'll have a link to that in the show notes whenever it gets put up on the site. And if you'd like to email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, or give us a call, 614-388-8735, 388-TREK.
That's right. Bacon, do you have any final words for the audience and the fans?
I miss doing the chipmunk voices. I will spend much time pondering more songs to do in the chipmunk voices in the future.
Chipmunk?
Excellent.
That's right.
It's a cross between a chipmunk and a pig.
That's right.
Nice. Well, it was lovely having you on. We will have you back, of course, in the future.
And everybody else, we'll see you next year.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Fact.
Oh, shut up, you dick.